Well, yes, they very clearly they're unacceptable. The plans that I've seen are from the HSE to close 15 beds, up to 15 beds in St. Joseph's Community Hospital in Stranorlar. And this is despite the fact that the admissions to that hospital has increased by over 20% in the past 2 years. The document clearly puts the blame on the moratorium on recruitment in the public service, and they talk about the fact that they're under serious pressure as a result of that moratorium. Indeed, a direct quote says that their staffing levels are at an increased risk, and this increases the potential of an adverse incident to a client. And this is something, you know, this is a Fianna Fáil policy of blocking recruitment in the public sector. It's been continued by this government, and as a result of that, their management in the HSE are coming forward with these proposals. It's simply unacceptable that, you know, people in the Finn Valley area will not be able to access to the full possibility their local community hospital. And I'm very mindful that this hospital has already suffered cuts back in 2011 when 10 beds were closed. So this is something that the government needs to look at. They need to lift the recruitment embargo for frontline services and allow all of these beds to be opened and accessed in a safe manner.
As you've mentioned there, St. Joseph's Hospital in Stranorlar has faced bed closures before in the past. We've seen Lifford Community Hospital come under the threat of closure in recent times. It's just more and more pressure being put on the health services in the Northwest.
Without a doubt. And, you know, we also have to be very mindful that, you know, in Donegal, we've seen the slashing of home help packages and home help hours. And this all adds to the pressure that's been put on our public services. There's other beds that have been closed across the county in recent years as a result of the recruitment embargo and the lack of funding for these packages and these hospitals. And I'm very mindful that we're in the week that the new Crow Park agreement has been announced, which will also see a significant reduction in people working in our frontline services. And I think it's a wake up call to people, and particularly to the government, that, you know, you can't continue to slash services and take public sector workers out of the system and expect the same type of services to exist. The fact that, you know, that there is an increased risk in St. Joseph's at this point in time because of the bad policy, you know, it's just despicable. We need, and the people of the Finn Valley deserve the best public services and the best access to them. And this needs to be, you know, looked at again by the government. They need to lift the recruitment embargo, and they need to ensure that the beds remain open. 15 beds in this hospital is a huge cut. You know, once the beds are closed, it's very clear that they will never be reopened again. And many people in that area have a very, you know, deep affinity to this home, and it's important that continues into the future.